You know, networks don't talk about it.
Big Doug.
Does your wife hate you because you're busted?
Government can't tax it.
Big Doug.
Did you blow the kids' college fund on bad picks?
But sports betting is a $200 billion a year business.
Big Doug.
Telephone turned off. Mortgage payments 2 months behind.
A lot of gamblers out there, man. And they have needs.
Big Doug.
Your car repossessed? Call Big Doug.
And come Monday morning after a losing weekend, they got big needs.
Big Doug.
Gargantuan.
Mulligan Handley, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. And let's get out to the Home Run In Hotline. Home Run In Pizza. Try one on the grill at your next tailgate. And here's a man that's been known to throw humans on the grill. He is Big Doug. Good morning, Doug.
I just put arms on the grill. Arms and legs. That's it. No ribs, nothing like acid, no buttocks. Arms and legs.
No buttocks.
Oh, there's nothing like a good smoked butt.
Oh, my Lord. I'll tell you what, excitement in Chicago. Cubs signed Theo Epstein, president of baseball operations. That's unbelievable. The last time I saw this town so excited was when Ron Santos' toupee caught on fire. Remember that? May he rest in peace. What a great guy. But anyway, I'm talking about this guy, Epstein. Epstein this, Epstein that. Then I hit me right on top of the head. Wait a minute. Why does not Theo Epstein, could he not be the GM of the Chicago Bears? Dual GMs. Think about it. Cubs and Bears. Or just maybe just use them for the draft. You know, numbers are numbers.
He's got a twin brother, Big Doug. Theo does.
Put them in. Yep. Numbers are numbers. Numbers don't care if it's baseball or football. I remember, you guys remember Jim Finks?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yep. God bless him.
And Chicago Bears. I mean, Chicago Cubs hired him, remember?
That's right.
Everybody forgets about that. He went to the Cubs before he went to New Orleans. But and besides that, Tom Ricketts and Michael McCaskey, I've never seen them in the same room together. I think it's the same person, myself, personally. But, I mean, there is something I think that should be food for thought. And I'll tell you exactly, here's another thing that really hit me. How does this affect the White Sox fans? I don't know if you guys talked about this or not, but I know this. A wise Irishman once told me of an old saying. He said, the tide raises all ships. That's what he told me.
Oh, boy.
That's what he told me. Yeah. I can't help it, but that's exactly what he told me. But, you know, days ago, Theo was seen at Starbucks, correct?
That's correct.
That's right. Well, right before that, Stash Polinsky comes running into my office screaming. He says, I saw Theo Epstein. I said, where did you see him? He said, Stash, I saw him at Subway. He was ordering a 6-inch Black Force sub. I said, Stash, how did you know there was Theo? Stash said he was talking to some guy named Crane. Well, I said, it's hard to stop a crane. I don't know why I put that in there, but I did. Stash, I said, what did he say? He said he was explaining to Crane something about Cyber Metflex. I said, Stash, you moron. That's hyper metabolic.
That's a meta world peace.
Yeah, there's no doubt you have not seen Moneyball. Well, Stash is so stupid, he thinks that Tupac Shakur was a Jewish holiday. But anyway, that's dumb. He saw him, first of all. And as we look at this, there's no question in my mind that Mr. Theo, or Theo Epstein.
Mr. Theo. Yeah. I like
Mr.
it.
Mr. Theo is taking over. And I saw that picture in the paper, too, with him and Ronnie Woo Woo. Did you guys see that?
Yes. Oh, my God. Ronnie's hugging him, and Theo is pulled back.
Turning away. Oh, my.
Yeah. Looking away and trying not to inhale.
Well, you probably don't know what he said, but Stash was there.
Stash is everywhere.
Oh, he's everywhere. And you know, when we try to make a hug, you know, try to hug, you know, Mr. Theo, Mr. Theo turned his head. And it was an awkward moment. And I guess Stash heard him tell Ronnie, asking Ronnie, did you shower this morning? Something like that, you know. So it was all over. I mean, the thing was unbelievable. But I remember this, and I remember this distinctly. When the owner of the Bears, Mr. George Halas, constantly talked about parallel fronts, supply and demand dynamics, and information management.
There he did.
George was a pioneer. And so now I think we're going to see a lot of things change in all this organization. And I'll tell you right now, as a Cub fan, I can finally see the carrots at the end of the tunnel. As we speak, the Epstein statue is already being built. And I know this, before Theo, if idiots could fly, the Cubs would be in airports. So things are going to be turning around, boys, in this town, and I'm happy to see them in this town. I think that, what is it, 103 years?
Yeah, it's been a while, Doug. It's been a while. 103,
and I know, Hans, you're a Cub fan, but I mean, I imagine you're pretty happy about this.
Oh, I'm thrilled. But I'm also thrilled that I went 4-1 last week.
And he's dying to get back at it, Doug. Hey, overall, your record?
Yeah.
17-14. Guess what Brian's record is?
What is it?
17-14.
See, you pushed me last week, Big Doug.
Yeah. Well, Brian, I gave you a little slap. I had to get going.
He did.
I mean, you were getting lackadaisical on.
We have new t-shirts, Doug, and the caller last week.
Yeah.
0-5.
No t-shirt for him.
Shall we get to it?
I'll tell you something, though. It's just as tough to go 0-5. Is to go
5-0. You are correct, sir.
There is a skill.
No t-shirt for that, though.
All right.
What we got going?
Let's start with Illinois, the Illini at Penn State. Penn State giving them 4 and the hook, Big Doug.
6-0 start for the Illini. Pretty darn good, but they've lost 2 straight. They beat Northwestern Indiana by 79 points. They lose to Ohio State and Purdue by 21 points. One of the problems is their last in kickoff returns, their last in punt returns, their last in kickoff coverage, and that's Zook. That's his deal. He handles the special teams. They have to get better there. They can't stop the running game. And what's happening here is you're coming in, Penn State's 4-0, Big Ten, they're 7-1. I mean, this team can run the football. They got this kid, Silas Red, 141 yards rushing per game. He leads the Big Ten. And like I said, Illinois has trouble stopping that run. Even though Illinois won last year at Happy Valley, I don't think it will happen this week. I'm taking Penn State to -4.5.
ILLINI, give me the Illinois.
And Buckethead and LaSalle is our listener. He's with Big Doug with PSU.
Break that.
Ah. You!
Ow!
Sucks to be you.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, it's always shuffling.
Party.
Party time.
Patriots -2 in the hook at Pittsburgh, Big Doug.
Wes Welker is on course for 2,000, over 2,000 yards plus 16 touchdowns. But the pass rush of New England, not that strong. Secondary, a little shaky. Young kid running back, Stephen Ridley, doing a heck of a job. But it's Brady. Brady's 6-1 against the Steelers and 4-1 at Heinz Stadium. He has 14 touchdowns and 3 interceptions against the Steelers. But he does come back with this kid, Mike Wallace. Now, if you look at Mike Wallace, the wide receiver, he's averaging 20 yards per catch. But the running game for the Steelers is struggling. The stopping the run is struggling. And there's a lot of things that's happening to the Steeler defense. And now the main thing is the takeaways. They only have 2 interceptions and 1 fumble recovery this year. Last year, they had 35 takeaways. So that's a problem. So I'm looking at this. They've won 3 straight in a row. It's an emotional pick. I'm taking Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Wes Welker, no Dane Zonzenbacher, but I'll take the Patriot way. Give me the New England.
And as form follows, so follows Buckethead of LaSalle with Big Doug. He's taking Pittsburgh too, buddy.
You like
it? Buckethead, is it LaSalle?
Yes.
I'll be down in about 2 hours.
Big Doug broke my face. Big Doug broke my face.
Come here. You owe me.
I like this high energy Big Doug.
I still picture Big Doug in a leisure suit dancing. Though.
Yeah, he's still Big
BBC
Doug is at
Big
the club.
Dog. It's BBC Big Doug.
Yeah, it's a very green self suit. Looks very good.
New Orleans -2 touchdowns, 14 points at the St. Louis Rams.
Wow. Drew Brees last week. Drew Brees had 8 drives. In fact, they pulled him out after the third quarter. 8 drives, he scored in every drive. He had 6 touchdowns and 2 field goals. His passer rating was 144.9 against, you know, it's amazing. It's amazing, and they won 62-7. The Rams are pathetic. But you take a look at them right now, they have 56 points. That's all they scored all year, 56 points. They let Dallas DeMarco Murray run for, what, 253 yards?
Incredible.
Unbelievable. I mean, how can you even possibly think about taking the Rams? And I'm not going to do it either, by the way. I mean, I thought about going that way just for the heck of it, but I'm going to go with the Saints in this one at minus 14.
Yeah, I thought about going with the Rams, and then I thought better. I'll take New Orleans.
And let's make it unanimous. Buckethead's no fool. Or is he? We got a theme.
What are you saying?
Blast off, meatball.
Back door cracked. We don't need a key. He's waiting for me. We know Stash Polinsky. Had a bad week. Don't have money. Will he understand or will he flatten me? Crap, he's in a bad mood. Will he start freaking out?
Big Doug is gonna.
Oh, Stash is locking the doors. Don't think I'm getting out. Big Doug is gonna blow. Big Doug is gonna blow.
I'm gonna eat your liver with a nice Chianti.
I like me some B96, Doug.
Yeah.
Lions, the Lions minus 2.5. Yeah,
ticket.
What's going on?
Yeah.
The Lions minus 2.5 are at the Tebow's. Big Doug.
Oh, my Lord. Is Stafford going to play? Don't know. I guess he is, but if he doesn't, Sean Hill can play. He's a pretty not decent backup. Calvin Johnson, 10 touchdowns, averaging 16.6 yards per catch. You know, but the Lions' defense is the defensive line. They're going to give Tebow all he wants. They're going to give him a headache. But if you take a look at Tebow, they're going to say, oh, last week he came on. 55 minutes he played poorly. 5 minutes he played very good. And 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions total for the year. They win 18-15 over Miami in overtime. And, you know, will Collard start? No. Tebow's going to be the guy. He's erratic. He doesn't read the blitzes. I don't like the way he throws the football. You name it. But the guy wins. I don't know. But I'm not taking him. I'm taking Detroit minus 2.5.
Yeah, something about the lines the last couple of weeks. I'm off the bandwagon. Give me the Broncos.
Wow. And Doug.
What's Buckethead doing?
Take a guess. He follows you, my friend.
And Buckethead sees Minnie Cooper in the neighborhood. Get out.
Hello.
Baby, she don't mess around. When she needs the winner, she calls Big Doug now. Thank God she's got the number. It's real easy. Just dial all
5-5-5-5-5-5.
All righty, my friend. We got the Cowboys at Philadelphia. The Dream Team coming off the break. Eagles giving 3.5. 3.5, Big Doug.
Cowboys, last week, unbelievable. 34-7 win over the Rams, but no big deal there. But DeMarco, like we said before, Murray, 253 yards, which broke Emmitt Smith's record. Emmitt Smith's single record for a game was 237 yards. So their defense, I think, is pretty good. But the fact is their defensive back, I think Macklin and Jackson should have a field day against the defensive backs of the Cowboys and the Eagles. They're 2-4. They had a bye last week, but if you read Mark Potash's article this morning, he talked about it, which was unbelievable. The bye teams are only 3-9.
Yep. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Not good. So as I look at this, I think that they're going to come around. I'm hoping that Philadelphia is going to come around with Macklin and Jackson and McCoy. Their defense, they changed that wide nine, as they call it, and they're bringing it tighter. I am definitely going to go with the Eagles on this one with the minus 3.5.
Yeah, like Asante Samuel, me no likey Philadelphia. Give me the Cowboys.
And, Doug, you're not going to believe this,
buddy. You can bet
Buckethead. But Buckethead and you are both going 0-5, apparently. Hard to do.
Big Doug, and I cannot lie. You gamblers can't deny.
When Doug walks in with his five winning picks and a bankroll in your face, you make the call to 555-555-555-555-555-555-555-555. Big Doug.
Big Doug. I lied. Buckethead actually took the Cowboys, Doug.
Oh, he did take the Cowboys.
Oh, yes. So it comes down to that game between the two of you.
You just saved his life. How's that sound?
He gets a good weekend after all.
There it is, yeah. Well, boys, I'll tell you what, I'm going to leave you with this. You know, Big Doug made a lot of money last year. I spent part of it on gambling, part of it on booze, part of it on women, and the rest I spent foolishly. Boys, have a good day.
You're the best, Doug.
Have a great weekend, Big Doug.
Bless you, sir.